Well, here's the day you've been waiting for, our goal-setting workshop, day 12. Let's go for it. But before we do, let me just give you a couple of quick instructions. Number one, this tape is designed specifically to be real-time. What I mean by that is, in some of the tapes previously, I've been giving you a lot of instruction and exercises at the end of the tape. In this program, you're going to be doing the exercises while the tape is going. The reason why is traditionally, I did tapes in the past where I had people do a goal-setting workshop and I gave them instructions, and at the end of the tape, they were supposed to do it. Our research showed that many people did not follow through. So this is a real-time tape. It's designed to prompt you to really follow through. So here are a few key elements. One, you can't do this in your car and be effective. So if you're in your car right now, what I suggest you do is wait to listen to this tape until later on when you're at home. Two, put the phone on hold or take it off the hook. Then one of the biggest challenges that happens for people is they get interrupted in the middle of their goal-setting workshop. You don't want that to happen. Let people know you can't be disturbed. You're just going to focus all of your power on creating a compelling future that will really drive you to use all of your ability and skill to make your life the way you really want it to be. So that's what this is about. And three, leave the tape running. I've designed this program so that whatever period of time we've given you for an exercise, I'll be with you or we'll have some music going. When the music is complete, it's time for the next exercise, and I'll come on and give you that information. But again, please, write for the entire time you hear the music. Don't get lazy. Keep your pen moving. This is designed to be a workshop or a fun shop, if you will, but you got to get yourself to do it. And along the way, I'll be saying a few things to you just to trigger your mind a little bit. But as soon as the music is done and I come back on, we'll move on to the next exercise. Again, though, I want to reinforce, please keep your pen moving the entire time the music's on. Make sure you take full advantage of the time you hear it. Don't let yourself get lazy. Push yourself. By the way, a lot of times I have people tell me things like, well, Tony, you know, you're successful in your life because, you know, after all, you're so motivated. I'm just lazy. I tell people, you're not lazy. You just have infinite goals. What we want to do here is get some goals that will drive you, some goals that got some power behind them. And the way to do that is, number one, remember what we talked about yesterday. Realize that right now you're about to create a real future that can make a major difference for you. That right now you're not just writing words down on a page. That even though you don't know how this is going to happen yet, that if you get something that you really want and you make it strong enough and you find strong enough reasons, you will find a way. I've done goal-setting workshops like this and seminars for years, and what's amazing is the kinds of results that people generate. I remember where a woman stood up and said, I want to set a major set of financial goals, and that's part of what we're going to do in this workshop. She said, I want to make $100,000, and I want it in the next 7 weeks. The challenge I had when she said this was, hey, wait a second. I mean, 7 weeks is too short a period of time. This woman has never made over $30,000 in a year in personal income. How in the heck is she going to make $100,000, especially when she has no plan? Now, while on the one hand, I'm not supportive of just setting goals arbitrarily like that, on the other hand, who am I to say what you're really capable of or not capable of? I think it's true that sometimes people set up goals that aren't realistic, meaning they really have no clue how it can be pulled off. But I also know that there's tremendous power if you get committed enough. And so, as I started to tell this woman, well, maybe you ought to relook at your goal, she was so strong about it that I decided to just let her keep it. Who am I to stand in her way? And a good thing I didn't. 6.5 weeks later, she won the lottery and made exactly $100,000. Now, what's really interesting about this story is 6 months later, she came back to a seminar, and we talked about in the seminar what she had done. She set another goal that within 6 months this time, it wasn't quite as urgent, she'd make $150,000. Well, she made $200,000, again, through a lottery. Now, I'm not suggesting set a bunch of lottery goals here by any stretch, and I'm not big on it. I don't buy lottery tickets. But I just want you to realize there may be a level of understanding about how to manifest goals that's beyond what you or I consciously understand. And this woman certainly was pretty good at it. She's not the only person. I shared her story one time, and a couple from Detroit listened to the story and got really inspired, and they just said, hey, as long as she can get this, why doesn't she ask for bigger numbers? We're going to do this thing, and we're going to make $1,000,000. And God, I kind of grit my teeth, and I said, look, that's not what I told the story for, But they got so into it, and they followed all the instructions. They set their goals, they got strong enough whys, they created the pressure, and they did something else that I teach. And that is to make your goals so real, to get, once you know what your goals are, to make them so real in your mind that it feels as if you already have them. When you get to that level where your brain actually believes it's already happened, something clicks. And oftentimes, within a short period of time, that goal becomes realized. I mean, in physical situations, things start to happen. I know this sounds metaphysical, but all I can tell you is it's worked in my life and it's worked for other people. This couple went back and started telling people they'd won this lottery. And I kind of, quite honestly, got a little bit upset. They said, look, you said, make it real. It's so real for us now. I mean, we have a hard time distinguishing. And sure enough, they did not win the lottery 2 times in a row. But the third time they won, and they won over $1 million. Their story is pretty legendary in our alumni group in the Detroit area, and in fact, across the country. So I want you to know that people around them said they were nuts, but they understood the power of being able to create something first in our mind. Everything around you in your life right now started out at one time as a thought. I mean, think about it. What are some things that you have in your life right now? Some relationships, some people, some skills, some beliefs, maybe a job that once was nothing but a goal. You're in that same moment now of creation. So let's go for it. And again, I'm just here to prompt you. During this tape, you're going to be doing mostly writing. And what I want you to do is ideally use your success journal so you've got a place to write these things down. We're going to work on 3 areas of goal setting. Personal development goals, which basically means your emotional goals, your mental goals, your social goals, your goals about spirituality, your goals about giving, your physical body, all of that focus. And we're going to spend a great deal of time on who you're becoming, who you're committed to becoming. That's a major set of goals, because those are the goals that are going to determine your lifelong happiness or lack thereof. 2, we're going to work on thing goals. We're going to have some fun, and we'll get a chance to be materialistic, even if you're afraid of that stuff. Or you can write down some of the things you want to have in your life, some things you want to do in your life. And then thirdly, we're going to work on economic goals, because economics is something that plays a major role in people's states. A lot of people say, well, money doesn't really matter. Yet I notice those are the same people that are stressed out of their mind and treating people around them harshly because they feel the stress of not having enough. So we're going to make sure you get clear on what do you want economically. So let's start with the personal development goals. So here's how I want you to approach this, if you would. 1, right now, put yourself in a state of mind of absolute total faith and absolute expectation that you can create anything you want. In fact, I'll tell you the best state to get in. I'd like you to imagine, if you would, that you're a little kid again. See, if you're a little kid and pretend it's Christmas Eve. Because I can tell you something about little kids and Christmas. If they're going to go talk to Santa, they have no problem coming up with a list. Now, if you go to an adult and you say, what are your goals? Adults go, well, I don't know. Do you think we could do this? Kids, no way. Kids say, I'll tell you what I want. I want a swimming pool. In fact, I want 2 swimming pools. 1 for you, 1 for me. Yeah, yeah. And other kids go, yeah, yeah, we're going to get 2 swimming pools. Adults go, what are you talking about? You'd be lucky to get a tub in the backyard. You don't want to come from that frame. You want to come from absolute expectation without limits. You can get practical later. Right now, just get it out of you. I also want you to write as fast as you can move that pen. In other words, I don't want you ever to stop, if at all possible. Just keep writing things down. You can abbreviate them if you want, but for the entire time you're writing, write rapidly. So we're going to start with our personal development goals. And I want you to imagine, who would you like to become? What would you like to do? Where would you like to go? What would you like to create in your life? What would be some skills you'd want? What would be some abilities you'd like? What are some character traits you'd like to develop within yourself? What would you like to master? Under personal development goals, obviously, are career goals. What are some goals you have for your career? What are some things you want to accomplish? I want you to write for 6 straight minutes everything you can imagine that would be a personal development goal for you. But again, please don't let your pen stop and get creative, get outrageous. And I want you to come from a frame of anything you want to develop in your life, anything you want to develop within yourself, any place you'd like to go, anything you'd like to do or be in the next 1 to 20 years. So the time to begin is now. Get yourself in state. And when I say now, start writing as fast as you can. Your 6 minutes begin now. Go for it. Again, as you're writing, who do you want to become? What skills do you want to master? What do you want to learn? How How do you want to feel emotionally about yourself? What are some emotional goals? What are some fears you want to conquer? What are some of your social goals? Who would you like to get to be close to in terms of your own development? What teachers would you like to have enter your life? Who would you like to study with? Who would you like to meet personally? What would you like to learn about? Where would you like to go in terms of learning? Would you like to learn to dance? Would you like to learn to sing? Would you like to learn to speak another language or many other languages? Would you like to put yourself in some challenging situations that would make you grow? Maybe swim with the pink dolphins of Peru. They bite, you know. They're different than other dolphins. What are some of your spiritual goals? How do you want to conduct yourself each day in the way you treat yourself and other people? What do you need to do on a regular basis to feel really good about yourself spiritually? How many books would you like to read a year? What books would you like to read? Would you like to learn to act or speak in public? Would writing a book be important to you? Are there some environments you'd like to challenge yourself with? Would you like to learn to scuba dive? Would you like to live in a foreign country? Would you consider joining the Peace Corps for 6 months? Would you like to take in a foreign exchange student? Have them live with you so you get to know another culture? Would you like to become a big brother? What would you like to give in your life? What would you like to build? What are some of your long-term goals of contribution? Who do you want to surround yourself with as your friends, the people that will help shape your values and what you feel about yourself mentally and emotionally? Would you like to learn to be on time, if you're not already? Would you like to learn to manage your time more effectively? Would you like to learn to manage other people? Okay, finish up now. Is there anything else you really want to accomplish? Anything else you want to see in your life? Maybe you want to look face to face with a Mona Lisa. That's just part of what you want to connect, or you want to have lunch in a sidewalk cafe in Paris, or you want to soak up history in London. I don't know. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to experience life with? What would you like to learn? What character traits? When people describe you, who do you want to be? Maybe you want to go on a physical fast. What are some of your physical goals? Get those down too. What weight do you want to be at? How much energy do you want? Those are all part of personal development. You have 10 seconds left. Finish up. Okay, time. All right, excellent. Now you should have a decent list right now of personal development goals. Things you want to do with yourself emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Places you'd like to go. Experiences you'd like to create in your life that'll take you to a whole other level of joy and pleasure and passion and growth. Now these are fabulous. Now some of them you may be more committed to than others. Okay, now that you've got this list, go through each of the goals, and it's important to put a timeline on it. It's been said that goals are nothing but dreams with a deadline. So even though you don't know how yet, I want you to kind of get a sense of your priorities of importance simply by going through, and next to each one of these goals, I want you to write a timeline of when you will accomplish it by. And your examples are, put a 1 next to it if it's something you're committed to accomplishing within 1 year or less. Put 3 if you're committed to accomplishing it within 3 years or less. 5 for 5 years or less, 10 for 10 years or less, or 20 for 20 years or less. I'm going to give you 1.5 minutes to do that. Do it now. Remember, you may not know how you're going to accomplish it, and that's okay. Just find out what's most important to you and put a timeline on it now. Okay, so now the next step is I want you to go through this list of personal development goals, and I want you to select the top 3 one-year goals you've got. In other words, look at all the ones you wrote down that you want to accomplish within a year or less, and pick 3 of them that would really compel you, that would really get you excited. Pick the top 3 personal development goals that you're absolutely committed to accomplishing within the next year. Pick those out right now. And as you pull each one of them out, what I want you to do is right next to it, I want you to write down a paragraph as to why you absolutely are committed to achieving this goal within the next year. So again, pick your top 3 one-year goals out of this list, and then write them on a separate sheet in your success journal, where you write the goal, and underneath it, you write a paragraph as to why you're absolutely committed to achieving this goal now. Okay, you should be on number two. We're giving you about 2 minutes for each one. Okay, finish up number three. We're about to wrap up here. All right, fabulous. So you now should have, out of your list, the three most important personal development goals for yourself in the next year. Take a look at them and how important they are. Remember, reasons come first, answers come second. Are the reasons to get them strong enough to really get you to follow through? If not, either pick another goal or get better reasons. And if so, you've got a strong goal now that you will achieve. Let's go on to the next set of goals. The next set are called things goals. Thing goals are just things that you want to have, do, be, create. And what they are is they can be materialistic if you want. And, you know, a lot of people are hung up about that. Why is it that people allow themselves to have emotional abundance, spiritual abundance, sometimes relationship abundance, but cut it off in the era financial? It's because a lot of us have negative neuroassociations that if we have money, boy, we're being selfish. Well, the bottom line is, we're going to talk about that when we talk about unleashing your financial genius. But money is no different than anything else in your life. You should deserve to have an abundance of it as much as you do an abundance of energy or an abundance of love or an abundance of contribution. So please create for yourself now, starting with thing goals. What are some of the elements you'd really like to have in your life? And we're going to do this very quickly. And I want you to let your imagination go wild. Go nuts. If there were no limits economically, what are some of the things you'd like to do? What are some of the things you'd like to have in your life? And maybe many of these have nothing to do with personal development. They're just pure pleasure. That's okay. That's fine. Again, imagine if you were a little kid again and there were no limits. What are some of the things you'd have, do, and create in your life? Write them down starting now, and it's anything you want to have, do, or create in your life between now and the next 20 years. We're going to give you about 2.5 minutes to be able to do this, to make your list of thing goals. So go for it now. While you're doing this, just let your mind go free. Just write as rapidly as you can. Again, don't stop. If you're writing down cars, for example, don't write it in detail. Don't write 560 SEL, Mercedes, Benz, blue and gold. Just write 560 SL. You know what it means. And get to the next one quickly. Do you want a yacht? Where else do you want a home besides where you are now? Do you want to build a home? Do you want to race camels between the pyramids of Egypt with your best friend and win? What are some of your nitty-gritty goals? What are some of those things that people said, oh, you'll never have that? Do you want a helicopter? A jet plane? Do you want to create your own music studio? Do you want a separate little cottage to escape to? Or a beach house? Or a beach condo? Do you want a little sailboat you can escape with? Would you like to own an island in the Pacific? Or maybe a timeshare in the Pacific? You know, what would you really like to have? What are some of your thing goals? Are there some concerts you want to go to? Some plays? Some movies? Are there some things you want to give your kids? What would you like to give your kids? Do you want a butler? Do you want a maid? Do you want somebody who'll cook great meals for yourself and your family? Do you want a gardener? You want to own an airplane? Okay, so now that you've got this list of thing goals, hopefully you got a lot. And by the way, how do you feel about those? If you had all those things in your life, would it be kind of fun? And you say, yeah, to say the least. Well, great. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do now with this list of thing goals exactly what we did with those personal development goals. I want you to go one by one, and next to each one, write down when are you absolutely committed to having these things in your life by? Within 1 year? Within 3 years, within 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. Do that very quickly right now. And again, while you're doing this, remember, you may not know how you're going to do it. I had no idea when I set goals for myself how I was going to accomplish most of them. And the timeline seemed unreasonable. What matters is not whether or not you know how yet, not whether the timeline is reasonable, but whether or not you're absolutely committed to having these goals happen. The more committed they are, the sooner you'll probably get them. Okay, now that you've done that, we'll do the third step, just like, again, we did with the personal development goals. I want you to go through this list and look at the things you're committed to having in your life within 1 year or less. And I want you to pick the three that are most important to you. The three that would really drive you, that would really get you excited, get you a bit passionate about really working hard and making things happen, because you could have these neat things in your life too. So I want you to do that right now. What are the top three out of your whole list? And then again, write them down on a separate page in your success journal. And under each one, I want you to write, why are you absolutely committed to having these things be in your life within 1 year? Again, so you're going to pick your top three 1 year thing goals, things you want to have in your life or do in your life. And why are you absolutely committed? Write a paragraph. Why are you absolutely committed to having these things be in your life within 1 year? Go for it. You've got 5 minutes. Quickly. Remember on this, purpose is stronger than objects. So know why you want to do these things, why you want to have these things in your life. It's not just to have the things, it's the feelings you think you'll get from them. What will it mean? What will you be able to share? How much fun will it create for you? Okay, now that you've accomplished this, you now should have two sets of goals. One set that are personal development oriented, mental, emotional, social, spiritual types of goals, physical goals. And you've got three of those that you're committed to achieving within the next year that you're inspired about, and you've got strong reasons that have made them real. You should also now have three thing goals, things you want to do or have in your life within 1 year that you're equally inspired about. We're now going to give you 2 minutes to work on economic goals. Specifically, I want you to let your mind go nuts, go free, and I want you to create what will be your ultimate financial goals. In other words, what are all kinds of financial goals, certain amounts of money you like to earn a month? And they don't have to be in any syntax or order. Just, hey, maybe you have a goal you want to earn $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 a month in income. What are some of your annual financial goals? What do you want to be worth, your net worth, in your lifetime? Do you have some business goals? Do you have some goals that you want for your company or for yourself? Do you have some financial goals about how much you want to give each year? Do you have some investment goals? What are some of your specific investment goals? And again, for some people, these goals are the most difficult because they've only got a couple. Well, I'd like to make this much in a year, and I'd like to have this much in savings. Come up with a whole list. And again, just let your mind flow. Anything that's related to finances that you can think of as a goal, you write it down. You got 2 minutes. Again, remember, anything that's related to financial, any financial goals you've got, jot them down. Push yourself. Think. Is there monies that you want to set aside for your kids for college, for example? Is there a mutual fund you need to start investing in of some sort? Some real estate goals that you have in terms of investment? Do you have an IRA? Should you get an IRA? Do you know what an IRA is? Do you have some kind of retirement account or some way to organize it so that in the mature years of your life, you have more than enough economics to support you in having a great lifestyle? And I'm not suggesting that at a certain age you just give up and stop working or being productive by any stretch. But what are some financial goals you've got at different ages of your life? Where do you want to be? You got about 15 seconds left. Anything else you can think of, jot it down. Okay, time. I want you to now go through these financial goals. And this will be simpler than any other one we've done before this in terms of organizing our goals. On a new sheet of paper, taking all this brainstorming into account, I want you to describe for yourself your financial goals for 1 year from now or sooner, 3 years or sooner, 5-year financial goals, 10-year financial goals, and 20-year financial goals. Go for it. I'll give you 3 minutes. Great. Now let's do the final process here on our finances. I want you to take your one-year financial goals and, like the other goals we've done earlier, write down why you're absolutely committed to meeting those financial goals within 1 year. Write it down now and make it strong enough that you'll follow through and make it happen. Go ahead and do that now. Okay, so what have we accomplished in this workshop thus far? Well, one, let's review. You now have a whole list of personal development goals and timelines for their attainment, but most importantly, you have three specific one-year goals that you are inspired about and you are committed to achieving, and you know why. That's the power. Two, you've got a whole list of thing goals, kind of a shopping list of fun. And you've selected three things that you're absolutely committed to having within a year. And again, you know why. So you got that power behind you. And three, you've got a list of financial goals, of which three of them you're absolutely committed to achieving within the next year. And again, you know why. So you have nine goals now with reasons behind them and a commitment to achieve them within a year. I got a question for you. How would you feel if within 1 year, all nine of those goals absolutely were mastered and attained? If you would develop those aspects of your life, if you had these things in your life and you were at this level economically, how would you feel about yourself? How would you feel about living and life and fun and your ability to set and achieve goals successfully now? Think about it. If you're not thoroughly inspired, you need some better goals. Go back and refine them or get some stronger reasons. If you are, you now have something that you will achieve. You want to take these nine goals and keep them in front of you on a consistent basis. You want to look at them daily. So you might want to put these on the inside cover of your success journal or someplace that you're going to see it virtually every day, your nine goals and why you're absolutely committed to achieving them. What else do we need to do? Two more things. One, we've got to develop a plan, and that's going to take more time than we have on this particular cassette. So you're going to need to continue to do this on your own. But before you leave this moment, there's something I've learned about goal setting that has really empowered me. And that is, I try to never leave the sight of a goal where I've set one without taking some action towards its attainment. I mean, right now, so you get the power of a momentum behind you. So right now, next to your nine goals, I want you to come up with at least one activity you can take immediately, like right now or within the next 12 to 24 hours maximum. So let's say, for example, one of your personal development goals was you want to learn to dance. Or you want to learn to sing, then I want you to go to right now and you're going to go to the phone as soon as the tape is done and make a call to set an appointment. Do not put it off. If one of your goals, personal development-wise, was to learn to speak a new language, you're going to make that phone call. If one of your personal development goals was to go on a diet, you're going to start that tonight. When are you going to make the commitment, and what are you going to do to immediately initiate that? And if you're going to start tonight, call somebody and say, by the way, tonight don't make dinner. Because here's what I'm going to do, or here's what you should make for dinner. In other words, what is a single action you can take right away? If you have a big financial goal, for example, or a thing goal, you might say, well, Tony, what can I do? I set down this goal, and my goal was to have a new Mercedes-Benz. Well, great. Then you're to pick up the phone, and what's the first thing you do? Call and get them to send you a brochure, or go buy today and sit in one. What's something you could do right away? In other words, today is going to be a massive action day of making initial progress towards attaining these 9 goals. You're gonna have a heck of a day. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So that's your assignment today. Number one, to write down one action you can take in each of these 9 areas, and then to take that action today. I can't stress that enough. Do not leave the sight of a goal without taking some form of action to initiate that goal into becoming a reality. Does that make sense? Okay. The other thing I want you to do and finish off this tape with is this. I have learned, as I told you earlier, that it's useful not only to know why a goal is important, but also to take a look at what would the price be in your life if you didn't achieve a goal. In fact, one of the ways that I make decisions now that's really helped me in my life for a few years is I've developed this little thing I call my rocking chair test. And I offer it to you as a way of taking a look at your goals and making sure they make real sense for your life. Here's what I do. I imagine that I'm 85, 90 years old, and I'm in my rocking chair. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking back on my life. And I look at the goals that I've considered. Like, for example, I decided I wanted to learn to fly helicopters. And I wasn't sure whether I should actually do it or not. I didn't have the time. I didn't really feel like it was a smart way to commit myself since I had so many other commitments out there. So what I did was this. I set the goal, and I said, okay, let me look at it from 2 views. I'm 85, 90 years old. I'm in my rocking chair, and I'm looking back on my life, and I never learned to fly helicopters. What did I miss out on? How does it make me feel? Well, as I thought about it, I thought, God, I don't get to have the freedom. I don't get to share this incredible experience with other people of going 160 miles an hour, 10 feet above the water and doing what I call helicopter surfing. Kind of changes the state of normal surfers, but it's a lot of fun, right? But I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to go from San Diego to LA in 40 minutes. I'd have to keep driving for 3.5 hours for years and years and years each way. I'd miss out on seeing dolphins and whales and having fun and going on unique picnics up in the mountains with my lady at any time that I want to. I'd miss out on all that stuff. I'd miss out on so much juice. And in my rocking chair, I could see I wasn't willing to give up 40, 50, 60, 70 years of flying. It wouldn't be worth it. I'd always have remorse. Then I looked at the other perspective. What if I'm in a rocking chair, I'm 85 or 90, and I've been flying for 60, 50, 40, 70 years, whatever it would be? How would I feel then? And my state just brightened. I thought, what a life. To be able to fly, to think, to be, to do anything I want as quickly as I can and share it with all the people I care about. I mean, that's what life is all about. That's passion. That's joy. That is my life. I feel incredible about my life as I look back on it. I call that my rocking chair test, and it helps me make decisions real quickly. You can use it as well. Take a look at these goals and put yourself at age 80 or 90 in your rocking chair and say, okay, if I didn't accomplish these goals, how do I feel about myself and my life? What did it cost me? So that you see not only the benefit of getting the goal, but you also see, hey, there's going to be pain if I don't get it. So you get that double push, right, from the carrot and the stick. So you really follow through. And by the way, if you're already 80 or 90 and you're listening to this program, then of course you need to set a goal for 100 or 120. They asked George Burns, what's the key to old age? He said, keep breathing. Part of it is he has goals. As you probably know, he booked himself all the way through his 100th birthday because he knows the show must go on, so he's got to show up at least to be alive. So setting some clear goals for yourself and seeing yourself 10 or 20 years from now might be real useful for you as well. So get an idea of what goals you have, no matter what age you are, how young or how old. Decide right now, how do you want your life to be as you mature, and as you look back on it, how do you want to feel about it? That's really the point here. Do your rocking chair test. And also, get the pleasure. Right now, imagine you're there, and imagine you've achieved all of these goals you wrote down. How do you feel about your life? How much more joy is there? How much more juice? See, on this day, when you went through this workshop, or fun shop, if you will, think about the impact it had on your life. the magic you created because one day you decided exactly how you wanted your life to be. Remember, clarity is power. Enjoy your trip to the rocking chair and be sure to come back here and enjoy the present as you work your way in that direction. Again, today can be the beginning of a new life. Make sure, do your rocking chair test and figure out what actions you're going to take today and then take those actions. Success comes from taking those initial steps. Use your personal power today, follow through on your actions, and reap the rewards. And over the next 2 days, remember, you have a chance to condition yourself to success with your subliminals. Plus, this weekend, I have a special offer for you, something that can take you to another level if you choose to use it. And that is, we've just finished this session on goal setting, right? But what happens if you achieve all these goals, and then for some reason you go, is this all there is? I mean, you work so hard and you get to that place we talk about where people feel unfulfilled. I have to tell you, over the years, I've had the privilege of coaching individually some pretty major prominent leaders around the world. I had one individual in particular, for example, that paid me more than $1 million for a year to help him turn around his business, but it was really about turning around his personal life because he was so unhappy and yet he'd achieved everything he thought he wanted. He was wealthy beyond anything he could spend in his lifetime. Everybody knew who he was. He had all the significance he'd hoped for. He had all these people that supposedly loved him. He had all the degrees, all the background. He could travel anywhere he wanted in the world, the homes, all the things, all the emotions you would think a person would want. And you're still totally unhappy. I want to make sure there's no possibility of you being in that place. And so in order to help him initially, and then it's helped me immensely personally and the people I've worked with, I developed a set of understandings about why people sabotage themselves, and more importantly, what does it take to be totally fulfilled? So what I've included here is this special bonus session on the 6 human needs. And by the way, what that'll do is introduce you to what we can do at the end of these 30 days together if you'd like me to continue to coach you. In other words, a lot of times people will say to me, what do I do at the end of 30 days? Well, you certainly could go back and listen to these tapes because you'll have these for a lifetime and you've only listened to them once. But I also provide for you something I call Power Talk, which is a monthly audio magazine with 2 tapes. One where I provide a new tape every single month, the newest technology I've come up with or I've learned or synthesized on how to improve your life physically or emotionally or financially or professionally or in your relationships. And then the second tape, I interview someone that I respect, somebody who I think is a great influencer in the culture. So each month that's available. So this tape will give you an introduction to that. You'll get a chance to see if you want to continue to have our relationship, what that might be like. But the real reason I want you to have it right now is because I think it'll take everything we've worked on in these first 12 days and help you to take it to another level of not only understanding, but enjoyment and fulfillment. So do your subliminals this weekend, do your homework. And most importantly, if you can, you don't have to do this weekend, but if you can, spend a weekend with me on fulfillment. It's just one tape, but it's one I promise you won't forget. So I look forward to being with you on Monday for day 15. Till then, be powerful, have fun, and live with passion.